My dear, how lovely of you to join me. What's with that look? Did you not get any sleep last night? I thought my venom did a lovely job of washing away all that stress. Oh, I disagree. I think it's quite funny. Adorable, really. You slept like a baby. You make the cutest little noises when you're asleep. I just can't help but wrap you up tighter and pull you even closer to me when you look so very innocent. Not a single worry on your face. Yes. That's probably why your body feels a little sore. I am sorry, pet. Come now. You can't seriously stay mad at my coils for wanting to hold you. Maybe you'd like me to make it up to you? Perhaps I can cuddle you right here in open court. In front of all my advisors and attendants. I think that would be a nice way to show everyone just who you belong to. Don't you? No? Well, I could always bite you a little harder than usual. I think your neck would look absolutely lovely, covered in fang marks. Don't back away, sweetheart. I'm only teasing. Maybe. Oh, just, I'm not going to hurt you. You know that by now. I would never hurt you. You're my precious little mouse, my darling pet, the one I just can't stop thinking about, the one I never want to stop thinking about. Here, come close. Give me a kiss. It's okay. Don't be shy. Just lean into me. Darling, I'd rather not make you with everyone watching. But you know I will if you force my hand. You taste delicious. I will never get tired of this. Not so soon, pet. I want more. Look at that. I can almost feel a blush coloring these cold cheeks of mine. You're the only one in the world who can make me feel this way. You know that, don't you? Don't be like that, Angel. I may be an evil empress, but I have feelings, too. No need to get all sassy, dear one. Now, this isn't the only reason why I summoned you here. My court is almost adjourned for the day, you see. And I thought that maybe before the two of us, you know, turned in for the night, you'd like to spend a little time with me doing something else. What is it? Why do you look so shocked? Oh, you have grown so wise, my little mouse. You are right. I wasn't asking for permission. Come, take my hand. Let's unwind somewhere a little quieter. Come, let me guide you. Isn't this nice? The soft crackling of the flames. Slow and hypnotic. I still lose myself in their glow sometimes. Thinking of earlier days. Back to when I was just a little girl. Oblivious to the worries of the world. Just a young Lamia, quietly slithering out of the palace when my mother wasn't looking, racing through the endless dunes, trying to catch the sun, playing with the sandworms that slumber deep below the sands. Don't sit so far away from me, darling. Nights here in the desert are cold, and the fire simply isn't enough to warm my scales. We used to be like this, didn't we? Snuggling by the fire. It feels like a lifetime ago, but it has only been a few weeks since you found me. To a creature such as myself, one that has lived and ruled for centuries, a few weeks is like a brief daydream. A reverie. And yet, these have been the most wonderful few weeks of my life. It still feels like a dream. One I never want to wake up from. You have no idea how much I treasure you, pet. What is it, love? Don't you remember? You used to let me coil around you when I was in my snake form. You would sit in that comfortable old chair before the fireplace, and I would wrap myself all around you. You laughed when you felt my familiar scales sliding against your soft skin. I wish you would laugh more these days. I'm still that purple snake, aren't I? I'll always be your snake. And you'd always fall asleep before me in that cozy little home of ours. It'd take me a while to join you. I would keep staring into those orange flames, dancing and swaying with a life of their own. They reflected in my tiny slit eyes as I fell into a trance watching them. But not because I found them alluring. No. They reminded me of that orb of fire in the sky. Of that false prophet who claims to be the voice of God. My army's sieging her city as we speak. It won't be long before the Fortress of the Sun falls to ruin. Change is washing over this desert. It's washing over everything. Even the sandworms have begun to stir. And soon, they'll surface to find a mate as hundreds of men and women flee from the Pharaoh's crumbling city. I'm sorry. I can only imagine how difficult this must be for you. You really are innocent. A complete stranger to the ways of war. And it's fine. I wouldn't change a thing about you, my sweet. Let's not dwell on such matters. Can you see those vials of scented oil on the shelf? Fetch the one at the edge of the top row. It's rose and sandalwood, if I remember correctly. Why? Because my shoulders feel a little stiff from ruling the city, and I figured my consort would like to help me with that. You're so mean. Do you really want your loving empress to feel all sad and neglected because nobody will rub her poor, stiff, overworked muscles? Of course it has to be you. You really think I'd let just anyone touch me? No, my little mouse. That privilege is afforded only to you. Well, I'm glad you are thrilled about it. A little more enthusiasm wouldn't have hurt, you know. Now, could you please bring the bottle over here? You know by now that I'm not a patient woman. I'd greatly appreciate some long due attention. You think I'm treating you like a pet dog? Asking you to play fetch? Think what you want. I really don't mind, as long as you listen. I could always make you crawl on all fours to fetch it. I've had a long time to learn quite a few restraining spells. Are you feeling adventurous tonight? See? That's much better. Why do I always have to resort to such unpleasantries to get you to do a simple task, darling? Good. Good pet. Uncork the bottle. Start at the base of my neck. Make sure you apply a generous amount of oil on your hand. Your touch is gentle as ever. I can feel the warmth seeping into my skin already. Keep working over those knots. Just like that. You know, this particular room in the palace is quite special. Only royalty is allowed access to this suite. Lamia queens and their consorts have spent many relaxing evenings in here ever since it was first built. A very, very long time ago. The tapestries on the wall reflect this tradition well, wouldn't you say? There's a picture of the Lamia coiled around her helpless human lover. You can almost see the look of bliss and adoration in her eyes as she pulls them closer and they grow more and more intimate. The painter's hands were rather skilled, I'd say. Almost as much as yours, pet. I can just feel all of the tension just draining away. You can move over to my shoulder blades now. We've had a long tradition of taking human lovers from outside the desert. You see, in the olden days, we were frequently at war with the neighboring nations, with the small human kingdoms dotting this continent. And war meant prisoners. See that painting of a procession of humans in chains? Being led by a pretty woman with ears like that of a jackal? Slavery was quite common. Those human prisoners would be taken to the marketplace and each would be sold off or gifted to some lucky denizen of the city. Just like that. Your hands are magic, darling. Work over those joints some more. Oh, it's hardly as bad as you think. Those slaves wouldn't be condemned to a life of harsh labor and toil under the desert sun. Life for them would be one of soft sheets and red wine and of captivating pleasure as they catered to their new owners' every personal need. Most would usually lose the stubborn attitude after a while. You, however, you're a challenge. I can feel you glaring daggers of ice into my back this very moment. Oh, you delight me, pet. Come now. I can be a little gentler, you know. We should do this more often. I'm tempted to drag you here every day after court. You're so very diligent in your duties towards your queen. I'm flattered, darling. In fact, I think you've earned a little reward. The night breeze is calm tonight. Let us go to the balcony. We can talk more over there. Well, yes. I had a servant bring us carpets and pillows ahead of time. It looks inviting, doesn't it? The scented candles are a nice touch, I think. I can smell myrtle and more sandalwood. Let us enjoy them before the wind picks up and blows out the tiny flames. Here, sit in my coils. For once, I'll be the one keeping you warm. I've always wanted to do something like this. You know? Ever since I was a young girl, I'd often come up here, dreaming of holding someone in my coils one day, just like this. Of having someone to call my own, as the two of us dreamt in the desert together. I am an Apophis. I crave love too. Your love. It can get lonely, staring at all those dunes on your own for so long. My empire, my crown, my subjects, they kept me busy. But these sandhills at twilight, they'd always remind me of the emptiness in my life. But that's gone now. You saved me. In more ways than one. I'm so very glad you found me, Angel. My darling pet. My everything. What is it? You're all fidgety. Are you cold? No. Don't pull away. Don't pull away from me. You are mine. Mine to hold. Mine to caress. Mine to punish. Mine to love. Look at me. Don't avoid my gaze. Will you tell me what is the matter? You seem jittery, distracted. Wait. Oh, but of course it's the effect of my venom, isn't it? You're starting to crave it. You miss feeling the gift of my venom coursing through your pretty veins, filling your mind with that wonderful fog of softness and pleasure. Are you getting addicted to my venom, love? Oh, don't deny it. I know the effect of my poison. I know what it has on humans, the effect. Everyone who's ever tasted the venom of an Apophis always comes back for more. Not that I've ever sunk my fangs into anyone else, pet. You're the only one who gets to taste my gift. And I haven't given you a taste all day. What a terrible owner I'm turning out to be. I must fix this immediately. Oh, don't struggle. You know how much you love it. What are you so worried about? Come on. Don't you want a taste? Don't you want my fangs to gently bite into that precious, delicate little neck? Don't you want me to claim you? You know you do. It makes you feel so good to be owned and held and loved. I would never try to control your mind. Oh no, I happen to like that cute, adorable little mind of yours. I want to wash away your worries for a while. To drown all those pesky, troubling thoughts of escape and resistance in my venom. I just want to make my pet happy so we can stop trying to get away from my embrace. From my kisses. Come on. Just a little drop. A teensy, tiny, little bit. A smidge. Oh, don't you want it? Don't you? Go on. Ask me for it. Ask me to bite you. I can see my little mouse really wants me to. Ask me. You really are stubborn, you know? Come here. Oh? You're not my toy? Of course not, darling. You're my property. Oh, look. There's a tiny cut on your lip. and my fang seems to be dripping. How did that happen? Oh, quit looking so worried. Come here. Let me hold you. It's just the two of us up here. And it'll always be the two of us. You can see the entire city from here. All those rooftops. Those charming little towers and minarets. All the men, women, and monsters filling up the streets. So many colorful little lights streaming from all those windows. Each a glimpse into the eventful lives of my people. Are the colors of the world starting to swim a little, pet? You look confused. It's okay. It's all right. I've got you. You're safe. I'll protect you from the world, from all that's out there. Just listen to my voice. You can see the gates of my city in the distance. See the black and purple inlays all lit up with the city's glow. Trace the moon and stars so carefully crafted into the rock. And the sculpted serpents that surround them, rising to the very top of those tall walls. And even further, right at the horizon, you can see a red. Thousands and thousands of lanterns and light spells. The sound of war is on the night breeze. I can hear it clearly. I'm kind of glad you're starting to drift off, Pet. I know how much conflict pains you. You met the Pharaoh once, didn't you? He whispered the story to me as I lay coiled up in your lap, stroking my scales with those gentle hands of yours. She was kind to you. The famine had befallen your town. Crops dried up, and the people were sick and starving. She sent aid. She helped you rebuild. She brought hope and life with her. You were just a child and she helped you up on your feet. You said she wiped away your tears and comforted you. Promised you that things would get better. Her smile was radiant like the sun. Well, it was also she who caused me to bleed in the rain. The sun may grant life, but if it blinds you, if you look at it for too long. You said the Pharaoh's kindness inspired you to always help a creature in pain. It's strange, isn't it? She helped you, and you, in turn, saved me. Your kindness led you here, all wrapped up in my coils, delirious from my venom. My beloved consort, and hers. Well. Hush. I'm right here, my pet. My sweet. It's going to be night soon. Would you look at that? The candles have all gone out. I'm going to carry you inside after this. For now. Just breathe in and out. There.
will be night.
There will never be daylight in this desert again. I have to leave your side for a while, too. Pay back my nemesis and fool. But I'll return before you awake to hold you and kiss you back to sleep. You don't have to worry about a thing. The war, it's far away. It doesn't concern us. Mistress knows best. She knows exactly what her pet needs. Her bite is out of love, and her coils are safe. And Snog, you're safe in them. You're safe with me. Mistress will always treasure her precious, silly, wonderful little mouse. I hope I can slither into your dreams.